This is my favorite thing to do on a Monday night. Let's finish this parak. The ending is so beautiful, and then there's an ending to the ending afterwards, a few pages. We're on page 58, Chochma Bina. A different way of looking at life, a higher way of looking at life. Let's just start from Zion again. We already read the first paragraph. Let's begin from Zion on page 58. ומכאן למבט כללי על כלל החיים, להביט עליהם מבחוץ ולאי מתוך תוכם. Remember, the Bina is a way of looking at life מתוך תוכם, from inside, every single part of life. Chochmah is a way of looking at things from on top, from the perspective of everything. כי כאשר עוד המוציא בתוך תמונס החיים, ונעשה חלק ממצוקי סיים וחבר סיים, If a person finds himself deep into the picture of life, into the Tmunas Achayim, and he becomes a chelik of the Metsukais and the Chedvais, which means of the Tzaris and of the Simchas. What's wrong with being part of a Simcha? See, he explains, even when it comes to a Simcha, when it comes to a Tzara, you understand that if a person enters into the tzara, he's going through a tzara. But if he enters into it, so then he could be destroyed by it, he could be dismantled by it, by the tzara. On the other hand, if it's a simcha, if it's a time of simcha, even with a simcha, if Hashem wants us to rejoice with a full heart, but we know that even that, if a person loses his perspective, it could also lead to something that's not the Ratzon Hashem. So we see that the tikkunim of Bahab, Father Miryantiv, we understand that a time of simcha could very easily change into a time of heidelus, of abandonment. So that's what he's explaining. If a person becomes a chelik of the tzara, you become from the mitzuka, which means you identify completely with that tzara, God forbid. Or even when it comes to the chedvas of life, the joyous times of life, if you identify yourself completely by either the high notes or the low notes of life, then you're going to hari oila al galehem. Then you're going to be carried along with those waves, either the wave of lo aleinu of tzaras or the wave of simcha. Umisnapet simon, and you could crash on the shore. You could be smashed down on the shore. Ve'in lo samabat anachon, and you don't necessarily have the proper mabat, the outlook of how to see life, of how to understand life. Gan pa'ut nirgazu boicha. A little child who's having a tantrum, crying. Nas lebar mariva. I don't know if anybody here has ever had the pleasure of going through this. You become like a bar plukta with a child. There's a child, and the child's having an inyan, whatever that is, some silliness. And the child drags you into his smallness. And you start to handle with the kid, and you start to get upset, and the kid turns you all around, and you get nervous, and you could be a person that you're the president of a firm, and you have 4,000 people working under you. And the little kid in the house, he's got you around his finger. And you don't know how to argue, and you find yourself arguing, trying to justify yourself, and it gets you angry, and it gets you upset. Why? Because you manage are sinking yourself into the prati-pratim of that situation, into the kishkas of that inyan, so that even a little child that's crying, nasli bar mariva, can become a sparring partner. A bar mariva means someone that you're fighting with. You're fighting with a child. The way that I was raised, if my father said something, if I counted it was something, which I you can count on your hands that I tried that, but if I counted it was something, my father didn't look up from his supper. He wasn't gairus at all. And if anything, he just would look and give me a little bit, but did you say something? I thought I heard something. He didn't say those words, but it was a look like that. I wasn't angry. It's just that I'm not your equal. You know what I'm saying? We're not having a fight about this. It's not a discussion. A discussion, we could talk about the Indian a different time. But this is what happens, that a grown person becomes lost and can become a damariyu with a child. That the screaming or the crying or the complaining of a child could take away from you your whole menuchas nefesh. Could take away from you your shalvas nefesh, that you don't have any peace of mind. I'm not talking about when you have an older child and there's God forbid a deeper problem with an older child. That's something else. But with a baby, a child, could take away your whole shalvas nefesh. When a person is able to connect to what we've been learning for months now, the inyan of chachma, that koyach of chachma, then he's able to look at something and see it from the outside, from that perspective, that's a perspective above the fray of what, above the pratim of that inyan. Person finds an angle, a corner, from where he could see everything in the right way. If a child is complaining, to see that, what it means when the child's complaining. What is that if the child's complaining? If the child's having a good time, he's making a little bit too much noise, that doesn't mean that it's hefker, but to understand what that means to the child, what it means for a child to be able to be besimcha. This is what's called chachma. I always buy him with day have chana brura. Shahemis shain tam bechan kifi shahem. Then one comes to the truth that shain tam bechan kifi shahem. There is no tam for the life as we know it. Kol simchei seyem hinan milui chaseiros. What is in the world? How does a person think of simcha? What's simcha? For most of the people of the world, simcha is if there's something that I'm missing, and now I get it. Something that I was missing, and now I was missing. I wanted to get a nice house. Now I have the house. I wanted to have to get married. Now I'm married. I wanted to have a car. Now I have a car. Whatever it is, it's the milui chaseiros. Most of the simcha of the world comes from anticipating and having that which was missing filled. Vein oyrim lo l'adam smach al shenismalei chesroincha. We say to a person, you should be so happy, because what you wanted, what was missing in your life, you now have. You have what you were missing. Ki oima levai le'noi leklal, ayis yechisaren, the person could say, I wish I never would have been missing that. Because my whole simch is that I now have what I was missing. And then, the question is, why was I missing that to begin with? It would have been better if I wouldn't have had that chisar. If that chisar never would have been in my life at all. So the whole time, the person is waiting to fill that chisar. The chisar itself creates sadness and a feeling of emptiness, then the chesaron is filled. So one's entire life is what? All of life is trying to fill chesaronus, trying to fill those missing, those empty spaces. That's what life is. So a person works, whatever, 50 weeks of the year, so he could have the 2 weeks that he has vacation. And then it was on vacation, the whole cheshbon is how this vacation can fill what he's missing in this inyan, this inyan, that inyan. So he looks for a place, and he looks to have to fill whatever the chesaron is. So he doesn't have any quiet during the year. So he tries to find some place that should be quiet. Al tafseni chaser, v'al tamali machsari. Do me a favor. A person can say to Hashem, don't give me any chesaronus, and don't fill my chesaronus. I should be so happy that what I was missing in life, now I have. So people feel so, why do I have to be missing it altogether? Bram ikim atar sechaim. So is that the goal of one's life? The goal of one's life is to somehow fill in what's missing. And that's a goal of life. That's the tachlis of life. Bram ikim atar sechaim. But of course, that's not the objective of life. Even if you go to a place, you ask people, even Jews, even from people. I've done this many times. Years ago, I used to, when I would speak, especially to speak to the kids in school, to high school kids, or even older, what's the purpose of life? Almost all say to be happy. There's always one or two in the group that has a different mahalach. But for the most part, it's the tachlis of life, to be happy. Happy means whatever it is that is causing me to be unhappy is going to be fixed. Then I'll be happy. That's not a Jewish response. As we've spoken about so many times over the years, that's not true. That's not the tachlis of life. From ikim ha-Torah sechayim, the ikim ha-Torah sechayim, ikir goal, an objective and purpose of life, achasi, is one. Legalois ba'olam machl shemayim, to be megala kreit shemayim in this world. To do what each one of us can do in order to make this a place which could be a dear betachtoina for the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zu tachlis abriya, which I'm going to talk much more about in the Sefer. This is the tachlis of creation. The chol rega v'rega, mapik Hashem es baruch es tachniso b'po'o. Each and every moment, Hashem is carrying out His plan. L'sakin olomoi, l'malchus shakai, to be mesak in the world with this malchus of Hashem, v'lasis lo yizbara dir b'sachtoinim, and to create in this world a dwelling place for the Shechina. Habruim kulam, hinam kelim, la'itzim atarazu, elapal. Everything that exists, hakol baro l'chvardai, everything that exists is for that purpose. To somehow bring about that tochnit, that plan, of Gilu Kvad Malchus Shemayim. V'hamoin pratei chayim ha'ev malayim, with all of the multitudes of details that pass over a person in his or her life. For all of those pratim of a person's life, every single prat, every single detail, is all part of one general plan. Hakol baro l'chvaydai. Legalus malchus shemayim. Lesakin oylem malchus shakai. Including that little kid crying. And how you're going to deal with that kid crying. Everything. Uvehem val yedeim nifal bitui l'malchus yisbaruch. Through everything in life, every single detail in life, to find how this can be used as a way to express Malchus Hashem. By being misgaber, by overcoming one's need to get angry, the netiyah to be impatient, because of why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to control myself, and that gives nachas ruach to Hashem. Nimtza eifay she'etzam achayim. Life itself is not to fill this chisaron or that chisaron. Life itself is avur malchus shamayim. Life itself is for the sake of malchus shamayim. Every single second of life. Kasha odem is chaber al nekudas etzam zu. When a person attaches himself to this nekudas etzam, to this essential point, for that essential point is the purpose of our existence. And he rises above his own inyanim. All of the things that he confronts in life. Then you become a chelik, a part of this big, vast project that began with Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ha'po'elus l'man shmo yisbarach bi'ahava. That is carrying out this tachlis of l'man shmo yisbarach. Ha'izoyis ha'metzius. That's the metzius. U'kechol shem eschaber me'leh b'machshava. And the more that a person draws near to this way of living in his thoughts, in his mind, he understands this, and he's conscious of this, and he thinks about this. Niskarvim el Saida. The closer you draw to this, to the true secret of life, of the secret of why we're in this world, of the Saida Chaim, of what life is about. Hamataras haktana shalachaim. The little mataras of life, the little objectives and goals that confront us in life. Habaris v'hagvos, the pits and the mountains and the hills. Hasimchas, hasmochas v'hachzovas, the joyous occasions and the achzovas and the disappointing times. Hakoshim v'hapisroinus, the difficulties. V'hapisroinus, the solutions to some of the difficulties of life. Kol eila, all of these k'tanim milazbir rotsim are not enough to satisfy a person. Lasbia, to fill a person. They give momentary satisfaction, or maybe the satisfaction can last a little bit longer. Then when the person comes back from the vacation they're working for the whole year, their satisfaction doesn't last anywhere as long as their tan does. The happiness and satisfaction was already, before they got onto the plane, was already finished. And even on these vacations, the person is all kinds of chesroinus and tainus with the hotel and tainus between them, and shalom bayis, and this one expected this, and this one wanted that, and so on. But all of these, whether the bayis, the gvos, person's chasna, the plan for chasna, the chasm, then it's not chasm, and it's after chasm. So, for that moment in time, the person feels some filling of himself. But really, all of these things in life, are too small. It's not the tachlis. It's not the goal. It's not the purpose of life. So they can't fill a person. V'anefesh lo yitmale, like it says in the pasuk in Kehelis. V'anefesh lo yitmale. The soul is not filled. A person, a Jew, a Yid, the neshama v'yid is a bas melech. All of the things that this life has, all of the miluyim of the chesroinus, all of the chesroinus that are filled, still can't satisfy the bas melech. Because the life of the guf, physical life, like Chazal tells in that marshal, is a ben kvar. It comes from the village. The neshama is a bas melech. The zivig, the shidduch between the bas melech, between the princess and the country, you know, the country hick, that zivig can never ever satisfy the Bas Melech on a deeper, longer lasting level. It just can't. It can't. That's what Shlomo Melech says. V'nefesh leit malei. The soul is not full. V'nefesh leit malei. Yesh v'adam taya. Sometimes a person is wondering. Yashena ni kedei l'kavu karech liyem haba. I sleep so that I should have strength for the next day. Uma yesh ba. And what's the next day? Parnasa. So the next day, you go back to work. Amal hanoyed lahadik safim. I see you should be able to go get money. Vehem avurma. And then so, all those hours, you look at, make a cheshem of your whole life. So it's to make money. And then what's the money for? Avur b'nei mishpachti. The money is for my family. V'sham harei yesh li agnes nefesh. And in that inyan of the family, the person, not always, he has nachas ruach, but it's mixed with agnes nefesh, all kinds of disappointments. In Cain, the person thinks, lo mazal noichi. Shlomo Melech talks about this in Kehelet. Go to sleep, so I should have kaiches to get up, and I go to work, so there's everything. Like the Kotzke said, I want to meet that one person that all of history is working for. Who's that one person? The Kotzke said, who is that person? Because he asked everybody, he says, I'm not working for myself, I'm working for somebody else. So Kotzke said, I'd like to meet this person who the whole world has been working for thousands of years. Because he asked anybody, why are you working like that? What's the tachlis? He says, I'm working for this person, my child, for my grandchildren, for future generations. So the Teretz is, look, with the money, with the parnasa, all that stuff. That's not really. It's for shemet shel ruchnis. It's to squeeze out of my life, a daf yomi, a little bit of few mishnayos, a little bit the davening, a few kapil chtilim, to be able to give some tzedakah, something shemet shel ruchnis, a little bit of ruchnis. Ma'atar tefila, a little bit learning, a little bit davening. When I look at my ruchnis, I don't see that I'm anywhere near where I should be. I don't feel that I'm particularly successful in that. The average person looks at how much learning he has and what he knows, and he's 40, 50, 60 years old, and what? And what kind of davening is the davening in his whole life? What's the davening? In Cain, Avuma kol ha-galgal. So what's this whole galgal, this whole wheel? Keeps on turning. So he thinks about this, and he's getting worked up thinking about this for the millionth time. And he ends with the same ending. Says in the Mishnah, nobody asked me. I was forced to live, and I'm stuck on this wheel. But when I retire, it'll be good. I'm stuck on this wheel. Balkarach atochai. Umamshich lo says b'merirus, and he continues to schlep with a certain bitterness. Exeris hakiyim shenachtala, the decree of life that has been imposed upon him. That decree that says you have to live, that weighs heavily upon him. Ram lekein kasha yodei adam. Again, this is a perspective. This depressing way of looking is the product of an individual who has eyes that are completely in the world of Bina. Because when you dissect the moment that you're in, and you ask these questions, and you become lost in the pratim of that wheel, you reach this depressing conclusion. Ram lo kein kashi yedei adam sheish matara be'etzem hashena. See, the problem with the Bina way of thinking is that everything has an angle. Everything has an angle. Meaning, why am I doing this? Why am I going to sleep so I should be able to get up the next morning? Why am I getting up the next morning? I should go to work. Why do I go to work? So I should make money. Why do I make money? So I should spend money. Why do I have to spend that? So that whole galgal means that nothing has its own tachlis. Everything is just to be memalei a chisar. It's just to fill something else. So all of life is this ilo va'olo, cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect. So the whole 50 weeks of the year are to have the 2 weeks off. And the 2 weeks off is that you should have the kaychus to come back to the 50 weeks. And that's how a person goes like that. This is what we learned in the Ursa Tshuva, and we spoke about many times over the years. The curse of Gan Eden, of what happened in Gan Eden with the eating of the fruit. And the root of that was before. The root of that was on the third day of creation, when Hashem told the earth to produce trees, and that the tree would have the taste of the fruit. And the earth disobeyed. And only the fruits have a good taste, but the trees don't have any taste at all, or have terrible taste. And we learned that in Ursa Tshuva. The Maral talks about it in a similar way in Gerariah and in Bereshis. And the Beis Yaakov from Israel also talks, it's one Torah. The Torah is that the fruits is what everybody wants, that's the end. And the tree is the means to getting to the end. And the bitterness of life in this world is that everybody's trying to get to something to bring him to that next end that he set for himself, that goal. But the way to get there has no meaning. It's just a way to get there. Just like we all know now that first grade and second grade is so crazy. But there's no other way to get through it. There's no way to get through it. I had a newborn granddaughter was by us Shabbos, and my 14-year-old Shifi was playing with her, was looking at her, holding her, and said, "I feel so bad for her. She's going to have like so many math tests and stuff, homeworks and math tests." And that's from a 14-year-old. She doesn't know yet, because the best time of life was when we were in high school. That was a blast. We had a lot of fun with the math test, big deal. We had a good time. We had a good time. It was much less complicated. And the baby's father, who enjoyed life when he was in high school, had this wise look on his face. We were all sitting there, and he said, oh, she doesn't understand what it is. And my wife and I look at each other. He became a maven. Hey, Maven. Shechmona, she's going to have so many math tests. This cute little girl. Leave out the word math. If you just say tests. And much more serious tests than math. And you sometimes feel like she would have been better off, you know. It's the tachlis. Because that life is always a hechatimtzu to get to something else, to fill a chisaron. That itself is the biggest chisaron. Because the trees don't have any taste. The trees are only a way to get to the fruit. And all of life is like that. So first grade is a way to get to second grade, and they have to graduate, you have to get this, and you get that, and you have to get this. But it's always to get to something, to fill the chisaron. So nothing has its own meaning. Nothing has its own purpose. Everything is always serving the purpose of something that's next. Let's go back. Sleep. itself has its own internal objective and goal. It's not just a hechatimsa to go to work. That's the mamalach leparnasa. Even going to work, she tachlis laatzma v'leirak b'ksofim shebechnafer. Even malacha. The malacha itself, and whatever the nisyanis are, and whatever the avoida is, and the benam lachaveru, and the benam lamakam, every single second. It's not just a hechatimsa to get money. Why is it people have so many different panoses? And Hashem's Baruch made the world in such a way. And so many times the panos you thought you're going to have is not the panos that you have. And how you dafka have to come to this place. There's such hashgacha pratis, why you're working in this place and not in that place. And what kind of work and who the people are at work. And where you have to go every single step that you have to do. The money is the least of it. Usually is. Just in pshat. But the money is the least of the whole of the hashgacha pratis. Every single thing that you live through, from the perspective of Chachma, of Hakol Bar Lechvaydai, every single thing is not just a hechatimsa to get to this place, but to get to the next place, or to fill something. Yesh yedam yuchad nifl be'etzem ha'misrachish. Hamagin nafshal aleinu, even if what's happening is an upsetting thing. That upsetting event is itself. Not that something went off course and now there's something that's wrong. That itself is the tachlis of your tikkun. Kol shiv haruchniyim meratzim inyan choshev anoid lo yisbarach. The spiritual struggles and difficulties that a person has in his life are somehow bringing about some, in a very deep way, a resolution of something that Hashem is resolving in your life that you need for the tachlis of your neshama coming to the world. It's not something, a mistake, a problem, off course. How can I fill this? Every single second of life is bringing out lemaisa gilui kroidis baruch. That's our choice. Vayfen kaze, in this way, mekablim hachayim matara al yana. All of life is shining with this great exalted matara, objective and goal. So, with a little child that's crying, when you can't think of how could there be a smaller moment than this in my life? And if you think like that, Bina will drag you into the smallness of that, of what it appears to be, and you'll get broken by a little child. Or you believe and you understand that this is exactly the tikkun of my neshama, and this is exactly this moment itself, and how I react and how I respond to the child, whether with kindness and with patience, or with anger and impatience. It's not just a matter of being a nice person and having good midos. It's the saken oylem b'machush shakai. There are no small moments in life. There's nothing that's insignificant. Many times over the years, I spoke about that piece in the Beis Yaakov, when he defines Kedusha. What is Kedusha? Kedusha means the opposite of Dvarm Shal Mabekach, meaning a person who sees things as inconsequential, his life is not holy. Holiness is when a person sees every moment as being important. It doesn't mean that you have to be the president or the vice president of some big firm. It doesn't even mean that you have to have a roof over your head, to be sitting on a bench, God forbid, without a home. I had this conversation the other day with a young lady that she's very, very, very upset about not being married, and she's had a very hard time with the whole union. And she said these words. She said, "There's no tachlis." She's already over 30. She said, "There's no tachlis." So I was talking to him. He said, "Someone told you that the tachlis of your life is to get married. Did somebody tell you that? That's the tachlis of your life." She heard she heard lots of chazals, you know, and she heard shmuzen, whatever. And she put all these chazals together, and she came up with this, that's the tachlis of her life. And if she's not married, then she's not tachlis. First of all, I'm not to misyayish anyway, God forbid. But I said to Lou, even if it would be, that you live to 120 by yourself, chas v'shalom. I gave a lot of chas v'shalom's in that. Even if you be by yourself for 120, shatachlis. Where? Show me where it says such a thing. So don't tell me Mishayim Leisha, all the Sheva Brachas that was hiding. The thing is, whoever told you such a thing? The same way when Rochli Menes said, "Im kein lomiz anoichi," not she didn't say, "Havali banim vim ayin meiz anoichi." I want to have children. If not, I might as well die. Okay. I mean, it's Rachel Yemeinu, but Yaakov, you know, if no children, that's it. There's no point to being alive. As a woman without children, Meisanechi. You look there, you see, the Ashach HaKadosh in the Nesir, said he can talk about it. That way of thinking, Mesa Anoichi, Ma'ayin Mesa Anoichi. The whole tachlis is to be a children. The whole tachlis is to be married and to be a children. No, that's part of, it's a very big inyan, to be Megala Kvod Shemayim. Of course, it's a very big inyan. There are people who are married for 50, 60 years. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything except socialize with each other. That's the tachlis of the grief. And they had children. And what are the children are not shana mitzvahs, God forbid, the children. So what, that's the tachlis? For that they came to the world. For that the children came to the world. Maybe if they would have been by themselves and they would have been married, they would have made a cheshbon nefesh, what's my tachlis? Maybe they've come to something. Who knows? Every moment. V'oifen kezeh mekablu machayim ator al yoyna hamatzdikas kol ma'oreseyan. In this way, in the way of chachma, in that way of thinking, every single thing in life has its own built-in goal. Not just to get me to somewhere else, or to get me something, or to fill something. Which justifies all of the events of a person's life. V'zesh ha'im rosh ha'shalim me'tshuva. Zachrein l'chaim l'chavis v'chayim. Zachrein l'chaim melachavis v'chayim. Remember us for life, a king who desires life. Klaim ha'rei atis baruch chofitz v'chayenu. Kfi sheheim. Baruch Shalom, you want us to be alive the way that we're alive. You created us at this time, in this family, who I am. You're melachavitz v'chayim. Yim ken zachrein l'chaim, kasvein v'sef v'chayim. L'man chilukim chayim. What's the purpose of life? L'man chilukim chayim. Atis baruch mevakesh lufal b'olamcha tikkun mebirurim b'emtzeus seinim, because you have an inyan. You're melech chavetz v'chayim. You desire that we live because you have this purpose in our lives. And you desire that we live to fulfill this purpose. And that your tachnit, your plan, can only be carried out through our lives. L'mancha. Kasveinu eifal l'chayim. Hanayadim avrach. Therefore, kasveinu eifal l'mancha l'kim chayim. Write us in the book that we should have a year of knowing this and remembering this and living this way, that our lives are l'mancha l'kim chayim. L'zayisi kari tshuva. That's called doing tshuva. Kasha odam mafkid garalo biyad baray. When a person gives himself over in his entire future, his whole life, Tashem. V'nase kli v'yodiyas barach, and he makes himself into a kli, into an instrument, kegarz n'biyad achaitzev, like the axe in the hand of the woodchopper, of the lumberjack. Whatever Hashem's Baruch does with me. When a person decides to live that way, and he does this tshuva, and he changes his way of thinking, and he climbs out of that hole that Bina dug him into. Everybody, we learned a lot there. Of course, you have to have Bina also. We're not going into that now. But the whole life was Bina. So then Hashem says, I'm going to erase all those little problems, the little details that got messed up. Lamani. Because you've made a decision to live a life that's big, lamani, for me, for the sake of this tachlis. So I won't remember your avers. I won't remember those moments that were off, because you're connecting to the lamani. Everything that exists was created for this. As I miss Allah, Adam, when the person is mamish lifted up. Nechlatz mimatzavai, he's freed from that massive that he was in, that rut. Umabit al ha'olam ve'olav kimi b'chutz. He's able to look at all of life and at himself like from a mountain and look at it from the outside. Dargis Yisrael, to see I'm a Yisrael, makes no difference. If I'm married, I'm single, I have children, I don't care. My children are like this, my children like that. I have money, I don't have money. I live here, I live there. I'm a Yisrael, and he sees that a Dargis Yisrael. And there's an unbelievable joy that fills him, a pleasure. Not because I was missing, I got, because the Etzem Achaim of being alive, which is a life which is Laman Chukim Chaim. This gives him a great goal, a big thing in life. Which no matter what their physical conditions are, even the spiritual conditions are, it's kedai to live every moment. And Hashem chose exactly the life that he's supposed to have. He knows because Hashem knows for each person that's exactly the matzav you have to be in order to come to the tachlis of what you have to do in this world. In order for my covenant to be revealed in whatever way it can be revealed through you, ki melech al kol haaretz, because Hashem is melech al kol haaretz. And next week, Mitch, I'm going to have the end, this is like added to the parak, but the inyan of Chachma Bina to help us understand the hardest sugya, which is Yediyah and Bechir, which we spoke a little bit about in the Shabbos, which we'll talk about Mitch next week.